And it's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. We're here on a Saturday night, as we always are, joining you this evening. It's Ian.
And Mark.
The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. You'll also find that they're totally free. freetalklive.com. Of course, you can bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Let's jump right back into your phone calls. And then coming up, burning the flag has caused some folks to get arrested at one of the recent Occupy movements. We'll tell you more about that, but Zach is on the line in Minnesota on the Ampline. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we?
What's on your mind tonight?
This has come up a couple times, and I've resisted the urge to call in, but I can't do it anymore. I guess let me preface by giving you an example. And as usual, I'm not trying to corner you. I'm just trying to lead you down my train of thought.
The primrose path. Don't worry about it. I love primroses. Let's go.
Go on ahead.
All right. If we were speaking on the street and I told you I'm a liberal, and then I proceeded to tell you my views, which, let's just say, I'm pro-life, pro-death penalty, I voted for Bush, et cetera, what would your impression be?
That you'd be a weird liberal.
Okay. If I told you I'm a libertarian and I love the free state, yet I love seatbelt laws and helmet laws and everything else, what would you think of me?
That you're a weird libertarian.
I'd think that you're confused.
All right. So if I told you I'm a Christian and I told you I hate gays and, you know, everything else that people love to spout off, what would you think of me?
I'd ask you, who would Jesus hate?
Okay. I don't hear this from the two of you that much. It's one of the co-hosts who is usually on here, and I won't name her name because she's not here to put forth her point of view. But I hear a lot of pretty critical things towards Christians and Christianity, specifically when talking about these hateful folks. And I guess I just don't see why they're just not written off as simply not being Christian, and that's the end of it.
So you are a Christian, I take it?
I would like to think so. Okay. Like everyone else, I'm not perfect, and I don't claim to be, but I do try to love everyone.
No, Mark,
and that's what I focus on.
Mark, you've been pretty critical, and I've been critical of a lot of these so-called Christians who, call themselves a Christian but don't act very Christian, like by, say, supporting war around the world and putting peaceful people in cages and things like that. But you're saying, Zach, that some co-host is even more, considered even worse off toward Christians than we are?
I guess it may not be, it's not blatant, but it's tones, and it's a very kind of mocking attitude. And like I said, I don't want to name her name because she's not here to defend herself.
Is he talking about Stephanie, your co-host on Sunday night?
I suspect that's what my supposition is.
Yeah, why don't you name names? I mean, that way we'll know who we're talking about.
Okay, yes, Stephanie.
Well, because you can always call on Sunday night.
I feel bad dropping names because she's not here. But
yeah, well, it seems silly to call in on an issue about a host that isn't on the air.
Right, yeah, why not just call on the Sunday show and talk to her about it? I mean, look, maybe she's had a really bad experience with Christians or people calling themselves Christians.
Religion in general.
And you know, that's still, because I know that's what your story is, Mark. I mean, you feel like you've really been kind of butthurt by the Christians.
I don't know about the Christians, but I'm,
some of them.
I've certainly got some problems with organized religion. I think that folks that believe that the Bible is the unerring word of God, perhaps need to look at it a little more thoroughly from a historical context. Zach?
All right. Well, I guess my point has been made. I suppose I could call in on the Sunday show and get her point of view, but I just wanted to throw that out.
Well, yeah, I think that you should do that. I mean, not to say this, I don't want to blow off the issue. I don't think we are going to do that here, because I think it is an important issue, and I think that I think Christians can be great libertarians and great liberty-minded folks. It's just that, you know, they have to stop hanging out at church because
depends on the church.
Well, right, Mark. But I mean, most of these churches are war-supporting 501c3 political organizations that are in no way, shape, or form acting like real Christians. But this has been a long-time critique of Christianity and organized Christianity, going all the way back to Leo Tolstoy and some of his books, which I had the pleasure of reading one of them while I was in jail, The Kingdom of God is Within You, which I thought was excellent. And he just rails against the organized religious.
I think it goes back a lot further than that.
I know. That's as far as I know how far it goes back. And he does a great job of just going after these organized religious folks and calling them out as hypocrites and saying, look, you know, Jesus would not have advocated what you're advocating, and that is ostentatious display of wealth, that is warmongering, and other things.
Well, Christianity is an evolution of a religion. I mean, you know, when Christianity came about, the first three centuries of Christianity, it was a protest religion. Religion against the Roman Empire. And the very idea that Christianity now is the majority religion of the country that is the world's empire shows how it has come sort of full circle. At one point, no Christian would have participated in the military, and it was a very big deal to forswear any participation in the military. But now you have the just war doctrine that was brought out, and I think it was the 10th century. One of those Pope Pius somebody or other, and that now it's okay. They'll say that they've got chaplains in the army, so
yeah, well,
things have changed.
Well, I can't say what branch I'm in for our own rules, but I'm in the Navy Reserve, and there have been a couple occasions where I refused to say the Pledge of Allegiance for that reason, and oh boy, did I catch some flack for it.
Really?
But oh yeah.
What kind of flack?
I mean, well. Mostly just the looks, but eventually one of the supervisors, one of our higher enlisted guys, pulls me aside and he, in so many words, asked me why.
What kind of commie are you?
Why the fill in the blank? Don't you want to do this? Are you in the military or not? And I told him, well, sir, it's against my religion to swear allegiance to anything, especially an idol.
Yep.
And he kind of hummed and hawed, and I'm sure had some meetings with other, folks way above us, but that was the last I heard of it.
So you were able to stand your ground on that issue with the military?
Yes, I think they just didn't want to push the whole religious grounds thing. I think they just let it go.
There are lots of denominations of Christians that don't, say the pledge. Seventh-day Adventists, I believe, Jehovah's Witnesses, Quakers, Amish, Mennonites, I mean, lots of them.
Good deal. I'm glad to hear that that they didn't continue to make a move on you because of that. It was the right choice on their part to back down. And, Zach, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And speaking of Christians and burning in the flag, I actually have related stories. One about a flag being burned at Occupy Charlotte, but we want to continue with your calls here in a moment. Another called, Can a Christian Be a Libertarian? By the Washington Post. But first, we go to Buster, listening in Kalamazoo to WKZO. Buster, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys. I saw this article in the New York Post just the other day. It was from the 29th about a woman named Meredith Graves, 39, facing at least 3 years in prison for thinking New York's gun laws are anything like those in the Bible Belt.
I have the story sitting right here.
Okay. So have you guys talked about it? Did I miss it?
No. We haven't gotten to it.
Okay. So
what did you think about this?
Well, I think it's outrageous. You know, they're treating the memorial. This was at the 9/11 memorial. You know, they treat it like it's some kind of holy ground, and even New York Post is phrasing it like, oh, she's desecrated it by bringing a gun on the place, not in those words, but, that's what they make it sound like.
Well, they would have done the same thing to her had she done anything like this in another part of New York State.
Right, if it had been Rockefeller Center or...
Give me a summary. What happened here with this lady, Mark?
Essentially, this nice lady from Tennessee had a gun on her, walked up to a cops, and politely asked the cop if she could check her weapon. Instead, she was dragged out in cuffs. This is a 39-year-old woman, and she's facing at least 3 years in prison for thinking that New York's gun laws are anything like those in the Bible Belt.
Did you say 39 years?
She is 39 years. She's facing three.
Oh, God. Okay. 855-450-FREE. Buster, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll give you more information about the story in a moment. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. You're welcome to share your New Year's resolutions with us, or how you did on last year's New Year's resolutions, 855-450-FREE. Also talking about guns, possessing firearms, specifically in New York, and some of the restrictions that folks are facing there. And on the way, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about a flag, or multiple flags, I'm not sure which, that were burned at the Occupy, one of the Occupy protests, resulting in several arrests of the flag burners. And we'll, of course, get your thoughts on whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. You could just go over there and entertain yourself by going to LibertyStickers.com and reading all the bumper stickers. That will keep you busy for a while. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. They also have bulk buys if you want to sell some in your retail store or your flea market booth or whatever you want to do, maybe gun shows. It's LibertyStickers.com.
So we've been talking about New York City. We're talking about New York State and how their gun laws are very, very restrictive there. There is some federal, I guess, piece of legislation that will allow you to, as you mentioned, Mark, you drive through with a gun.
Disassemble your gun into nine different pieces, put it in your trunk or a hard case if you don't have a trunk.
That's a lot.
Pull the ammunition out and put it in
a different hard case
of God knows what.
That's
all kinds of silly rules.
And then you're allowed
in a country
to, like,
that has the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right, and then you're allowed to travel through the state.
Yes.
Right? So there's a story out of New York City, and a caller just brought this up. Mark, you kind of gave us a brief recap.
Yep.
Woman comes to New York City. She's at the 9/11 Memorial. She comes from Tennessee, and she's probably just a Southern belle, and she just doesn't know the way the city folk operate up in New York.
She's a fourth-year medical student. She's no Pollyanna.
Well, just because you know stuff about medicine doesn't mean you know anything about gun laws
no
in New
dope.
York State. Southern belles aren't necessarily dopes, Mark. They just talk a certain way, and they have certain demeanor. And
all right, well, you're just making assumptions about Meredith Graves. Go ahead.
Is that her name, Meredith Graves?
Yes.
So she's coming from the South. She's got herself a firearm for personal protection sake, and she shows up at the 9/11 Memorial, asks a police officer to check her firearm for her. I don't know if that's something they do for you in Tennessee, but there in New York City, it got her arrested and charged with a felony, if I'm not mistaken. If she's looking at 3 years, that's probably a felony on the low end of felony.
Yes, in order to go to 3 years, anything over a year is going to be a felony.
So she's looking at 3 years in a New York prison because she asked a cop for help. And it's always so sad when people in America today are still living under this belief that the police are there to help them, that the police are there in some way to serve them or to protect them. And it's really sad when people have to learn this the hard way.
I think that some police officers in this circumstance would have said, if they were by themselves and weren't mm-hmm. among a group, would have said, lady, you need to go back to your car and put that thing in the trunk immediately.
Maybe true, Mark, but how many is some?
I don't know.
3%?
I don't know
5%?
The answer. I don't think any of us can answer that question.
Right.
And you're speculating in the single digits. I don't know the answer.
Right. So
this
the
guy
lesson that needs
clearly
to be
didn't.
There's a lesson that needs to be learned here. Please. What's her name? Melissa, you said?
That's Meredith.
Meredith. Learn from Meredith's mistake. Do not ask the police for assistance. There is nothing. I mean, if you can avoid it. I mean, if they're the only people around, you feel like you have to ask them, but please, you're better off not talking to them at all about anything ever, because these guys.
There was a story earlier on in the year where the lady from the couple in Baltimore or whatever asked a police officer for directions and just got thrown in jail for it. For asking for directions. It was crazy.
In the best case scenario, you'll actually come across a helpful cop. They do exist, but worst case, you end up put in a cage for something. I mean, these guys are constantly looking for people to arrest and to.
Well, the problem here is this is what they're told to do, and the problem is that whoever set up these governing systems decided that they didn't want people in charge to be held responsible for their actions. So they gave them mm-hmm. sovereign immunity or limited immunity in some cases, and. This police officer won't be charged with disobeying the Constitution.
Oh, no.
The bureaucrats who passed this law that infringed on the right to...
no one's ever charged with that. There is no enforcement provision in the Constitution.
There isn't, sadly. And this is all... The only thing you need to do to fix the system that we have, the one thing to do to fix it, is to make these politicians and bureaucrats, these employees of ours, supposedly, responsible for their actions. Because somebody should be able to bring him up individually on charges in a civil court, as far as I'm concerned.
But unfortunately, Mark, I don't think that would really fix it. It may be helpful in some circumstances, but ultimately when the courts and the police are all working together, they're all on the same team. Yeah, I understand there's three different branches, but they're all the same tree.
They get their paychecks from the same place.
And so when they're all working together, they still don't have any incentive to hold one other accountable. So even if you could bring a suit against this cop and say, oh my God, he violated this woman's rights, or he violated my rights, they'd take you into court and they'd look at the case and they'd say, well, you don't have any standing. Or whatever. They'd come up with some reason to blow the case off. You'd end up spending a bunch of money on an attorney, and the attorney would go, oh, I'm sorry, we tried our best. We just can't, I need $5,000 from you. We tried our best. You know, it's just you can't get anywhere with these people. And you can't even ask them questions. I was just out in the local courthouse in the parking lot yesterday, and we were singing some chronic carols, which you can see those over at the tools.freekeen.com. You can download your own chronic carols song sheet and go singing wherever you would like. But we were singing these carols, and they came out with all the sheriffs. The sheriff himself threatened us with trespassing charges, saying that we were harassing members of the court that were getting off of work, and apparently singing is harassing, and he insulted our singing abilities and was very rude, refused to answer questions. Young lady was there. She had some very good, valid questions that she wanted to ask about being banned forever from the courthouse, apparently, and they refused to answer any of her questions, and it was not it's not the first time these cops have behaved in this way. They frequently are behaving this way. One of them, I was in court the other day, and I had some questions for one of the cops who was just standing by keeping an eye on us, and so I figured I'd ask him some questions. He didn't want to answer any of my questions. I pointed out, well, I am a taxpayer, you know, and he goes, oh yeah, do you work? And I said, well, it doesn't matter if I work. I pay property taxes, and I by the way, I own my own business, and yeah, I pay property taxes, so I'm a taxpayer. But even if I didn't pay property taxes, my answer would be, yeah, I'm a taxpayer because I pay rent. And my landlord pays property taxes through the rent that I pay him. So everybody pays for these people, even if they're homeless and they're buying something out in the world. There's likely, if this homeless guy has a cell phone, he's probably paying money.
If he's buying alcohol or liquor, which is something that people will often say about homeless people,
that's going straight to the state.
Yeah,
so,
the state's getting that.
So yeah, dude, I do pay your salaries. It's just the whole attitude in the first place. I mean, that I would suggest. How dare I even suggest that I pay his salary and try to ask him questions. So it's just an attitude from the get-go of I'm not interested in helping you, and I know I don't have to because I won't be held responsible for it. I know that my associates can inflict pain upon your friends and not be held accountable, so there's no way I'll be held accountable for not answering your questions. So he refused to answer my questions and smugly looked at me. 855-450-FREE is the number, 855-450-3733. Coming up, you can take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live New Year's Eve edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. Go ahead and get tuned in via our live streams. Broadband and dial-up versions are available around the clock, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about the excellent other options you have to listen, like your local radio station, perhaps. We've got over 100 of them from coast to coast that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. Satellite radio, we're on every night of the week on XM on two different channels, spread across two different channels. Also, we have a free-to-air satellite channel on KU Band, as well as a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and all kinds of boating equipment. They've got name brand stuff over there. They've got discounted rates. It's some of the best rates on the internet for these types of items, for camping, hunting, or shooting, you can find at ManVenture Outpost. They're family owned, members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, and you know how important that is when you shop online. Some prices, in fact, are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air, according to the manufacturer specifications. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at Man Venture Outpost. You get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. They have some really great deals over there.
All right, let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. David is in Whitefish, Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of March.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, 5511. Hey. Hey, yo.
What's happening?
Bye-bye 11, huh?
Indeed. Very, very soon. Go ahead, Dave, with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, first of all, real quick, Mark hit it right on the head. Christianity, or what was given the name Christianity, was used to break a monopoly and then was hijacked to create a monopoly. And it's always like that. Like our revolution, it was made to make freedom, and now it's made to make tyranny. They turn it all the time. You know, something good that works, they always use it up against us, you know. And it's, I wanted to call, too, about, like, the fake patrioticness that causes that, you know.
What do you mean?
You know, look what we're doing. We're the greatest nation. You hear everybody always say that on the radios. We're the greatest debtor nation with a gun pointed at the world. What's that make us? It makes me think it sounds like thieves to me. But we got to be patriotic for it because it's our economic system and they hate us for our freedom. So they're going to take our freedom away because they hate us for the freedom. So if we don't have freedom, they can't hate us, right?
That much,
right?
It seems to be, I think that part at least you're accurate upon. That
I think the foundations of the country were, placed pretty well. And certainly, the ideas back when most nations were monarchies and this nation decided that it was going to be a republic, I love those ideas upon what the foundation was built. But, you know, when within the last century, this nation decided to embark upon the idea of being the world's superpower and, essentially being an empire, having puppet states all over the world, I think that's where it sort of went wrong.
And I really called because I got a funny story. I'm a parent of a high school student, and I pay the lunch money, you know. And so I go to pay the lunch money, and the lunch lady says to me, here, fill these papers out, and you could get, like, free lunch. And I was like, no, I pay for my own kids' lunch, you know. I said, and she got mad at me. She's going, listen, for 2 years now, you've been paying cash. You could get a deal. We get the money from the state. It's good for us. Fill the papers out. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, it was funny, man. She wanted me to take advantage of the system, kind of.
And then, I wonder what's in it for her.
Yeah, right. Or they're right. They're all, they're corrupt, this man. It's just all crazy. And then another thing, right? I work nights, I'm sleeping, I get a call, and it's the principal at a high school.
Uh-oh.
Your son was seen leaving the campus with another kid and walking off the campus. I said, well, why didn't you grab him? I said, and he goes, well, I don't know. He's, he kind of off-dissed me on that. And I said, all right, so I'll get in touch. And I hung up. I call up the buddy that he's with because I know who he hangs out with. My son answers the phone because the kid got the cell phone.
Can see who's calling.
Yeah, and he goes, I go get back to school. Or where are you at? I'm going to come and get you. And I came and went and got the two of them, brought them back to school. It was right after lunchtime. Kids are going back into the school. And my kid, because I brought him back and he's in front of all his buddies and in front of like 40 kids going back into school, decides that he could get away with telling me to F off.
Oh, jeez.
So I jump out of the car, jump over the car, grab him and his buddy, smack him up against the car, and I start reading them the riot act. You get back to school, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden this guy grabs me around on my shoulder and spins me around, and I tell the dude right in his face, get off of me. I'm talking to these kids. He's going, I'm the principal. And I said, you're the one that called me. I said, I brought him back over here, and now you're telling me to live. I started yelling at all the kids. I said, don't you cut school. I started giving a big speech to the kids.
Why not? It's just school.
Right. So the principal tells me, Mr. Riotto, stop it right now. Get off of this campus. So I grab my kid and put him in the car and I go off this campus. I tell River, my kid, I say, you want to go to school or you want out right now? He goes, Dad, I want to go to school. So I turn around, I bring him back to school, and I go home. So then.
What a fiasco.
So So then I calm down. I call up the school. I talk to the principal and tell him I'm sorry and all this. He says he's calling the cops that I assaulted 40 kids by yelling at them and I traumatized
them. Now, wait a minute. By yelling at them? That's not assault.
So about 4 hours go by, I get a call from...
The call can't have you be saying that on the radio, but I understand you're passionate about education. 855-453. Now, and I've been called up by the principal, and now, first of all, I wouldn't have my kid in a government school in the first place, but had I been called up by the principal of a government school, I would have said, that's my boy.
For skipping class.
Yeah, yeah.
What a hero.
I love you, son.
It makes me wonder if there's, you know, it seems like there's probably value, something to learn by having skipped class. I think that you skipped class too often, and you're just one of those kids, though.
Right. I mean, like I said, I don't think anybody who cares about freedom should have their kids in government school. I really don't. Unless it's your goal to essentially be a counter-recruiter, unless it's your goal to have your child, be in there and talk about the ideas of freedom.
You should not use your child as a tool for...
Mark, I don't know if I would call it using. I mean, if your child likes the ideas of freedom and wants to spread them in the government high school, what's wrong with that?
How is that using anyone?
There's a young lady here in Keene that has shown an interest in the Liberty Movement and has distributed some cop block flyers in her local high school. Is she being used?
By whom?
By herself? The cop block folks or myself or whomever? I mean, I supplied her with some of those
flyers. I'm not going to put my kid in school for the purpose of, sort of doing liberty recruitment for other people's kids. Sorry. That's not what it's going to be about. I mean, you know, my son's going to be homeschooled because I'm concerned with the level of education that he gets. And I don't think that the government bureaucrats are far more interested in teaching kids control and order than they are teaching them, the things they need for life.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. Let's go to Lauren listening in Ohio. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live with Dean and Mark.
Hey, guys. Wow, you're absolutely correct about your child. You have a little boy, right?
I have a son, 3 and a half, yep.
Right, okay, yeah. Homeschooling is the way to go because then you don't have to put up with all this garbage and everybody, it's like, anyway.
Well, there's still garbage. I know you had a point you want to make, so hang on, Lauren, we'll bring you back. There's still garbage to deal with homeschooling in a lot of places. Now, the laws are different from state to state, but in some places you have to go to the state and show them your curriculum. You have to prove to them that you're teaching to some level of state homeschooling standards.
I read Arizona was the best state for homeschooling recently, but I don't know for sure.
More come up here at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition, also the live New Year's Eve edition of the program at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features there, and news updates are one of the features. You can get signed up via email, Twitter, Facebook, follow Free Talk Live in whatever way is best for you at news.freetalklive.com. And Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, and they can also be transferred back to a digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and gifts for your liberty-minded friends and family members, or even people that don't understand the ideas of liberty. It doesn't mean they can't be introduced to the idea of the Bitcoin, and they should be, because Bitcoin's the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. You can use them anywhere in the world. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to do so. You just download the software and get rolling. It's that simple. It is a completely decentralized currency.
Yes, it's internet cash.
Yeah, and it transfers almost instantaneously. It can't be counterfeited or inflated, and there's no crazy fees involved. I mean, when you do a Bitcoin transaction...
Right. Everything you seem to buy, sell, or move money around on the internet, it costs you something. Bitcoins, you can do anything.
Zero.
Yeah. Now, when you exchange them for other currencies... there's going to be costs involved.
Right, because somebody has to do some work in that
case. But not Bitcoins themselves.
Yep, so learn more over at weusecoins.com and get your physical Bitcoins over at memorydealers.com. Again, to learn more, weusecoins.com. As we continue with your calls about what you want, Lauren is back with us in Athens. Lauren, you were talking about homeschooling. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was calling about the Christmas Christian situation with these people that, you know, yeah, we're for going and killing people and taking their stuff. But anyway, with regard to the school,
which a real Christian wouldn't be in favor of, right?
Well, of course not, because right. There's 10 lousy commandments, for God's sake. I mean, we can't do not murder people. Don't steal their stuff. I mean, come on. It's respecting each other. You know, we best protect each other when we respect each other. You know, who wants to be
that.
Somebody else's slave? And what man has the right to control any other man? That's the whole point of this government. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence were to tell you why they were putting this down and what they wanted. They just wanted to be free, and the government was supposed to protect those rights. Instead, we've got an attorney general running guns and drugs. You know, we got people telling us, here's what you're going to do. You know, we're going to educate your kids. We're going to save for your retirement. We're going to, you know, oh, we're shipping your jobs overseas because, well, we think the slaves can do it better. You know, this is ridiculous. And now they're bringing in the Chinese for 250-something employment zones and giving up 50 square miles of Idaho. What kind of nonsense is this?
I have no idea what kind of nonsense it is. What did you say? Chinese? Idaho?
Yeah. Look up, Google it. It's economic, I can't remember the name of it, but if you put Chinese buy 50 square miles of Idaho, it'll come up. And they have their own
law. Well, I mean, if somebody wants
there to
buy some land and live there, I mean, what's the big deal?
No. They have their own laws. They will be a nation within our nation. It's
cool. I
want
to do that, too. Where
can I buy one?
Yeah, I want to secede from the U.S. and have my own nation.
That's what I called about it, and you actually have that right. And when you're talking about, I'm one of those this libertarian.
You only have rights if you can exercise them, and in that case, I don't think that's going to work out very well. But go ahead.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is each one of us have a right to be free and not run by other people. Now, I'm just saying that the stuff that's happening at this point, this is high treason going on. They're tearing the country apart on purpose is the point I'm making. But
good. I think they should tear the country apart because it's a failure. It's a failed experiment. I think they had some noble intentions.
No. The experiment worked. What happened was you got a bunch of criminals, a bunch of perverts in $5,000 suits that have hijacked this government. They're running guns and drugs and kids. I mentioned that to you before, and you thought it was a little off the wall, and I called your producer back and told him, look up two books, The Franklin Scandal and The Franklin Cover-Up. And it involves the top of the Republican Party. Larry King went to jail for this.
Larry King, the talk show host?
Pardon?
Larry King, the talk show?
With the football. Pardon?
Who?
Just like they're doing now, you have two football coaches exposed for having sex with little kids?
Well, I don't know if it's two football coaches, but I've heard...
It's one school in Pennsylvania, another school in New York, and there's a third one.
Well, it's certainly true that people in positions of power have the ability to get away with things that a lot of other people don't. I think you're right about that part, Lauren. I don't know how widespread it is. That's the speculative portion. I appreciate your call at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to
Zach. Idaho Statesman calls the China buying Idaho conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say about that.
Let's talk to Zach, listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I've just been listening to you guys the last couple of weeks and really enjoying it. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I disagree, like today.
Okay,
but
cool.
But I just talked about the woman from Tennessee who went to New York and she was arrested for having a gun, right?
Yeah, well, she was arrested for making the mistake of talking to the cops and admitting to them that she had a gun. Had she kept her mouth shut, then she probably would have been all right.
So I'm I don't know, call me a progressive, call me a liberal. I'm not registered to any party. But my thoughts on gun rights are this. If you're not a member of a well-regulated militia, then you can still have a gun. You can hunt and you can carry one around for personal protection. I think then you fall under the 10th Amendment, which is the state can tell you what to do because you're not in a militia, and that's really only what's covered under Amendment 2.
Well, it says it depends on how you define it. I mean, in the past, in this country's history, every male was considered to be part of the militia, and
yeah,
we have given
service.
Rights to women.
I had to go through that to get a college loan.
What's that?
Selective service. I had to go through that just to get a college loan.
Yeah, so the militia was something that was controlled by the state government, not by the federal government. We don't even really have militias anymore.
No,
so.
We don't have what Jefferson referred to as the well-regulated militia, which he never wanted a standing army. I mean, he was for the state.
That's true.
Right, and so the idea of getting rid of the only the people in the militia when the government has gotten rid of the militia makes that a very difficult situation.
I don't think in the
14th, was it the 14th Amendment that basically made all the states liable for all the other rules, like, states can't make rules against people having the right to freedom of religion, speech, and, all these other things. So,
I don't recall.
To me, I consider all those things the same right. Do you think that states should be able to make rights against people being able to speak or having a particular religion?
No, I don't.
Okay, but guns are different.
For me, the gun thing is, if you're not a member of the militia or the army, you're covered by...
So why is it that you want members of the government to have guns, but you don't want normal people to have guns?
No. I don't care if normal people... I have a gun. I think I think I'm under more of a state's rights jurisdiction than a federal rights jurisdiction.
I don't think the states have really the right to do anything when it comes... I mean, don't you think you have the right to protect yourself? And that
a state that
steps in and says otherwise is really just a tyranny?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's interesting to look at, but by the way, coming up at the Liberty Forum, which you might be interested in attending in New Hampshire, where all kinds of liberty-minded folks will be coming together, John Lott, who's the author of More Guns, Less Crime, will be one of the speakers there. And, of course, he's going to be speaking in New Hampshire, where people are allowed to carry firearms openly, which is a huge difference from New York State, where it's almost a total prohibition on any level of possession of firearms.
I'll tell you how I agree with you guys. I'm totally in line with decriminalization. I mean, all you got to do is look at Portugal and the decline in crime and the decline in drug use after they legalized everything. So I'm in the middle on a lot of issues.
If you're in favor of decriminalization, you'll also like to know that Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture will be at the upcoming Liberty Forum. So we will be talking about guns and weed at the upcoming Liberty Forum in February 23rd through the 26th. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered. But I bring up New Hampshire because it's an interesting study in contrast between here and New York State, where, again, in New York, you're completely restricted at any level from having a firearm, not just the city, but the entire city. It's very dangerous to have a firearm there. And in New Hampshire, you can carry them openly. There's very, very little restriction on carrying concealed. It's not the best state for concealed carry. Vermont and Alaska are better than New Hampshire, but it's like the top three or four as far as gun freedom is concerned. And as a result of that, Zach, what we have here are very few violent crimes, and people are very, pretty safe being up here. Whereas in New York, I would have to rely on either breaking the law and possibly risking arrest for having a gun to protect myself.
I definitely don't think it should be a felony. I think that's ridiculous.
I don't think it should be anything.
What do you
anybody.
Think it should be, a parking violation?
Yeah, like a fine.
But I still go to jail if I don't pay the fine.
But,
see, and that's
then you'll just have people walking around with guns paying fines.
Well, yeah. Either way, look. If you make it illegal, it means people can't protect themselves. And I'm sorry, the police, I don't trust them to protect me. Do you?
No.
So okay. How?
so the police should be able to have guns. Okay, Zach, you got to fall down one side of this the other. I don't really care what the Constitution says. I don't care what New York State's laws say. As far as I'm concerned, politician is another word for liar and thief. The question is it right or wrong for this lady to be thrown into jail for having a gun to protect herself?
Well, think about it. Thanks for the conversation.
Good answer, Zach. I thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Hire him as a politician.
855. That's a fair answer. I'll think about it. 1-855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is next. It's the live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.